Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! That's right! The baseball season is beginning in the time where you're listening. Oh, that's right. The last man in the universe could give you every winner from now until the end of known civilization. But I'm not going to. Because I want baseball to still have one interesting thing about it. That being, you do not know the outcome. So enjoy. Enjoy your 3-hour game when nothing happens. You might as well watch cricket. Cricket! In your future, homes will be powered by natural gases and some gases which are not so natural. One would go so far as to call them unnatural. Unnatural gases!
Well, it's going to take a little while to figure out exactly what your problem is. I'm going to have to look at these pipes.
Yeah, it's just I heard this knocking sound last night, and then I got up this morning, and it was just like water everywhere. So
a knocking.
Yeah.
Do you mean from your pipes, or was it just a knocking sound?
It was late. It woke me up. I couldn't really tell where it was coming from.
Would you say it was on wood or metal?
Oh, gosh. If I had to say?
Well, I'm asking you to, but I'm not forcing you to.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't like that. I've invited you into my house. I don't want to be put in a position where there's like a power struggle.
Oh, no. I haven't forgotten who's paying the bills in this exchange.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I value your business.
Good. Yeah. So if I had to say?
You have to. Yeah. Tell me.
Do I have to say?
No. You don't have to.
Okay. But I will.
I'm not going to force you.
All right. If I want to say, I'd say it was like Bakelite. Knocking on Bakelite, you know that plastic they used to use in the 50s before, like, proper plastics? That was, like, really heavy and dense?
Yeah.
And if you broke it, if you dropped something made of Bakelite, it would crack.
Uh-huh.
It would crack because it was very dense and heavy. I'd say that.
Okay.
If I had to say.
You know, I'm not forcing you
to. No, I appreciate it.
Let me make a note.
What are you writing on?
It's
like a chalkboard.
Yeah. It's a little chalkboard I take around. Chalk's attached to the string, attached to the chalkboard. That way I don't lose my notes.
Are you a mute?
Yeah, I'm a mute. Do you see my lips moving?
I wouldn't have taken you for a mute. The only people I've seen wear chalkboards around their neck and write their notes on them were mutes, people who couldn't speak and then they'd have to communicate with a chalkboard.
Yeah, I'm a mute. I don't speak. I'm talking to you with my mind right now.
Holy crap. I was wondering why I loved you. You did something to my prefrontal cortex, didn't you?
No, you did that to yourself a long time ago. But I'm in there. I'm in there.
I feel you in there. Rummaging around?
Yeah, checking the plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't like this.
Oh, you'll be okay.
Yeah?
Well.
My hand's reaching into my pocket and taking out my wallet. What's this all about?
Well, you're going to pay me now.
Guess so. Hey, you haven't resolved my problem.
Let's get back to it then.
Okay. All right. Enough of this crazy mind stuff. That was weird.
That's not my professional life, all right?
Okay. All right.
I'm an electrician and a plumber.
Okay. That's interesting, because those things seem to be like opposites. Because plumbing is water, electricity is like electrical.
Jack of all trades.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's like a hissing sound.
I know.
It was just knocking last night when I woke up, now hissing.
Now, would you say that's hissing from behind the same plastic?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. If I had to say?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to?
You don't.
Yeah, I'd say it is.
Okay. Let's get to your flooding.
All right. You know, I feel as though I'm a little uncomfortable now that you've sort of, I have to say, psychically raped me. I'm gonna get my kids in here, all right, just to sort of bear witness to this, because if anything happens to me, I trust them to be like taking care of my body.
Sir, I don't know what you felt or what you're feeling.
It's sir
my,
now, is it?
As my thoughts penetrate your head, but this is not rape, okay? This is just.
Well, I didn't agree to it.
Well, it's just an earnest. I'm sorry, but if I put telepathic mute in my Yellow Pages ad,
right?
No one hires me.
True.
All right, I've been there.
That would be a turnoff. Yeah.
First of all, it puts you right near like the middle to end of the book.
That's true. It's like AAA electrical plumbing usually gets the first call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, those are mutants. Those guys are the worst.
Okay.
All right. They have flippers.
Thanks for the heads up.
Uh huh.
Okay.
No, me. I just don't. I leave it out. Again, this is who I am. Yes, it's me penetrating your mind with my thoughts.
Yeah.
It's just an earnest effort.
Okay.
To communicate with you, try to figure out what the problem is. All right. All right.
All right. You're on the level. I can tell.
I also am completely deaf.
How come you can hear what I'm saying then?
The vibrations from your mouth.
Wow.
Are being interpreted by my mind.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very sensitive. You're very sensitive.
Oh, I'm a sensite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah,
I thought so. I'm going to get my kids in here just because I want them to watch.
I'm not a freak sure show. Okay, all right. You can do this.
Rodney? Rodney?
Yeah, dear?
Hey, come on in here. I've got your name again? What is it? He's a sensite. Your name?
Alan.
Alan?
Yeah.
Alan's a sensite.
Wow. Yeah, so you're mute and you're deaf and were you blind too?
Yeah, I'm blind. That's this boy's done. This boy knows his sensites.
Yeah, he does very well in school. Straight A's.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Rodney's he's my favorite. I've got another boy too.
He's right there.
There he is.
Been here like the whole time.
Yeah, he's just been there.
Yeah, just watching you and this guy stupidly talk to each other. You're so stupid.
Thad.
Hey Thad, how are you?
Shut up.
And was it Rodney?
Yeah.
Hey Rodney.
Hi.
Shut up, Rodney.
You shut up, Dad.
You are.
Still a stupid name.
So these are my boys. They're going to help once we figure out where this noise is coming from.
Whatever. Help.
You'll watch that, okay? You'll watch that, or you'll go back to standing where you were.
Yeah, over here where the hissing and the banging is that this guy's doing nothing about. He's ripping you off, and he's raping your mind.
Hey, come on, come on. Just give him a chance. The guy was born blind, deaf, and mute, okay?
Hey, he plumbed the depths of your mind. And made you trust him. He hasn't done that to me because my skull's too thick.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Want to give it a shot there, Sensite?
I'm having a hard time reading this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to. I'll tell you what's up. Shut up. That's what's up.
Oh, watch your mouth, Dad.
Shut up, Rodney.
Boy, so you see what I'm dealing with here? You see what I'm dealing with?
Not literally, but I understand that it's a difficult process.
Yeah, because he's blind.
All right. So, okay, woke up in the middle of the night, thought I heard this knocking sound coming from what sounded like it was in Bakelite.
Yeah.
Right? And Thad, Thad.
Yeah, blame me, huh?
Yeah.
Blame me.
Well?
Because I'm a troubled teen.
Hey, remember last time I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard that sound?
Yeah, I was banging on the wall.
Yeah, it was you banging your thick head on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
You're saying, challenging the wall to read your mind.
Thinks it's so much better than me?
Yeah.
It's not.
You've got problems with authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Take it easy, okay?
So we're just going to let this banging and hissing and stuff happen at this wall, or is Buddy here going to sense his way into it and fix something?
That sounds like a good idea. Why don't you do that?
I'm sorry. Sense my way into things and fix them.
Yeah, you already sensed your way into my dad's head.
I've already mentioned this to your father. My profession is an electrical plumber. All right?
Yeah, okay.
My life, I live my life cursed as a sensite.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I would give everything to be able to see, hear, and speak, and touch, and feel, and smell. I would give everything for that.
So all your senses are gone?
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
My name is a bit of a misnomer.
Yeah, it's Alan. It's the opposite. Alan?
Oh, yes, Alan. Alan is a bit of a misnomer.
Oh.
Because Alan doesn't mean anything.
Oh. It doesn't, does it? Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, here's my offer to you, Alan. If you can fix this knocking sound and hissing sound that is going
right
on.
Right here the whole time. It's been going the whole time we've been talking.
Yeah. If you can do that, you can have Rodney.
Hi, I'm Rodney.
Take him.
You can have him. Rodney has been augmented so that his sight, his hearing, his smell, his taste, and his touch are at or above normal levels.
He's already tasting for two. He can taste for both of you. Just take him and get out.
No problem.
Are you suggesting that I use him as an equivalent to a seeing eye dog or that I harvest his organs?
Both.
Why
both
not?
Of those things. Right.
He's fine with either.
That's right.
I would much rather just take my pay for the bill that I fee for the job. I bill a reasonable amount. I'm a hard worker.
You hurt Rodney's feelings now.
I have all these great things that I can do for people, and nobody's letting me help them. What sense is it being gifted if you can't give the gift?
That's the operative word. What sense is it? Right? What sense?
Worst.
He's eloquent, this boy.
Okay.
Come on.
I'll take your son.
Thank you.
Yes! Right.
But I'll also need to bill for, you know, any parts.
Oh, sure. Oh, I understand.
Above and beyond.
I understand that.
Yeah, so it's plus expenses, I hear. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, sir, do you want this fixed or not?
Of course! Of course!
A knocking that sounds like it's on...
Bakelite.
Bakelite.
Yeah.
A knocking that sounds like it's on Bakelite followed by a hissing sound.
Yes, exactly.
Pools of water.
Yes, exactly!
Yeah, that's gas.
Holy God.
That's not just gas. That's gas.
Gas. If this turns out to be gas, if this is a gas leak,
well, that's exactly what it is.
Oh my God!
Have we been breathing gas?
Are you serious?
This whole time?
Are you for real?
Yeah, I am. I'm for real. I've been doing this a long time.
Well, Gil, what do we do? I don't want to stand in front of this wall anymore. I'm sorry. I've been banging my head against it.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at your furnace.
Okay. Well, we have to go down to the basement for that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just float down behind you. You lead the way.
Floating. Wow, that's creepy.
He can't touch.
He can't touch.
He just hovers above
the
floor.
Hovering. Wow, incredible. All right, let's go over here. Flip the light up. All right, this way. It's right down this way in the back there. Sorry, it's not an unfinished piece. But watch your head. You don't have to watch your head. It doesn't have a head.
You can't watch anyway.
No, it's true. He's blind. Sorry, I did that. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Here
it is right here.
Everything hurts my feelings.
But you really don't have feelings, right?
So weird.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That he has no senses and yet so sensitive.
True enough, Alan.
It's
right?
Really a misnomer,
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah, that sort of truly is. Well, here it is. Here's the furnace. It's a Weathermaker 500.
Oh, yeah. Let me take a guess. 1972.
Exactly.
How did you know?
So smart.
Well, the Weathermaker 500.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, the Weathermaker 500 only had a limited run, 2 years, and the first one all exploded on the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, how did our furnace last so long?
Well, this is a Mark II. This was the second one that got made. So the first one's all exploded.
Okay, so Mark II, then how long did they last?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen one for a while. You know, I mean, this is the year 4291.
Yeah, you've never seen one, in fact, right?
No, it's true. I've never seen one, but I've sensed them.
Okay,
we've had this furnace for so long. Dad, when you bought this house, you should have upgraded the furnace.
I think I should have. The real estate agent said it was in good repair. So
that real estate agent was a dope.
tell everyone you should have a home inspection done. And if you did, you know, I'm sure someone would have said replace the furnace.
You know, I tried to, you know, I was cutting costs, right? A single dad, Rodney, Thad here, you know, single
Mom
dad.
Mom left a long time ago.
Yeah.
For good reason.
In a coffin.
Yeah, because she was dead. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, solar power is in abundance now. I don't know why you just don't.
Traditionalist. Traditionalist.
That says that we want to live like the old people did, because it gives us a better foundation of the appreciation.
I just wish you'd hurry up and solve our problem so you could take Rodney and go on your way.
Hey, electrical plumber, look at our furnace.
Yeah, come on. Please.
We should also
doesn't know anything about furnaces.
All right, you watch your lip, all right?
We'll watch it.
I am.
Oh, I'll watch it.
I'm watching it really closely. Good. Very closely. Good. Yeah, yeah.
We should also finish this quickly, because one of the characteristic traits of the Weathermaker 500, one of the characteristic traits of the Weathermaker 500 is that...
Get to it, all right. What is one of the characteristic traits?
All right, sir. All right. You know...
Nice one.
For someone who cannot speak, I thought you'd be a little more, you know...
Forgiving?
Tolerant.
Tolerant, yeah, I know. Oh, no, I'm a traditionalist. Call me a traditionalist.
He's the worst.
Well, we better fix this quickly.
Yeah.
Because, I have something to say, sir. I'm a professional. We'd better fix this quickly, because one of the defining characteristics of the Weathermaker 500 is that the gas it emits once it leaks.
Here we go.
Brings changes.
Changes.
What kind of changes?
Physiological changes, mostly. Sometimes mental, though, and oftentimes psychic.
Oh my gosh. So, are you saying we've been breathing this gas? And it's affecting our bodies right now. We are undergoing some changes. Is that what you're saying?
You might, if this continues on. I mean, how long is... when was the knocking? Was it last night?
No, it was 4 years ago.
4 years?
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
4 years?
It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. You may have been so psychically altered, mentally and physically. Ooh, all right.
Mentically.
Mentically.
Yeah.
Mentacles. That was one of those, a Greek hero, wasn't it? Mentacles?
Yes. Mentacles. And we all remember the story of Mentacles, right?
Do we ever? Mm-hmm. As if it happened yesterday.
Mentacles!
Yes, sir!
Don't go too close!
Too close? Is there such a thing as too close?
Stay well away from that well-burning oil.
You would have me believe that that well-burning oil is an anathema to me.
Don't breathe the fumes from that well-burning oil, for lo, you could be changed.
Mentacles, do you think it's safe for you to go to that oil?
Yes, I think it is safe for me to go to that oil. But first, I must take this onion and this egg. And if I can take them to the well-burning oil and bring them back intact... I shall receive the riches from King Kryptos.
Yes, you will have the riches.
Thank you, King Kryptos. And away I go.
Mentacles, please, let me come with you.
Yes, come with me. In fact, take my hand. Hold that egg. Take my hand.
Thank you.
I'll have the onion over here. Let us go forth. Oh, I feel strange.
So do I.
Slave boy, I feel very strange.
Gosh.
I give me your egg.
Okay.
Take my onion.
Thank you.
Give me that egg back.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Thank you.
Oh, I die. I see my hubris was too high.
And lo, before you die, Mentacles, you change.
I am changing. I am becoming one with this onion.
Mentacles, you're turning into a living peel.
Destined for all of eternity to shed my skin.
What kind of story is that?
It's a good story about a good man.
Yeah. He was single-minded, right? He knew what he wanted. He wanted all the riches from King Kryptos and took his onion and he got too close, right?
Let me put it this way. You might have been breathing this, since you've been breathing this gas for 4 years.
4 years, to the day.
You may have already been so mentally changed that you are just invoking me psychically. that I am not actually here.
Oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Where am I gonna go if he's not even here?
Rodney was all set to become your organ donor.
Oh, I'm not saying that's the case. I have free will.
Okay.
At least I feel like I have free will.
Well, the illusion of free will. Is there any difference, really, between free will and the illusion of it? I mean...
I might be an illusion to you right now.
And vice versa.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
You know why you struck on something here? Because if you are without sight, hearing, smell, taste, or touch, that's all five, right? And you're hovering around...
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that your disembodiment is leading to hallucinations so profound that you are imagining all of us right now, and you are really just essentially a blob in a container.
I'm not going to dispute it. I guess that's a possibility.
Took that very well.
Hey, you know what? I just thought of something, too. You've been working so long. You have no senses. But yet you've been working so long in this business. You know what gas does to people. Maybe you've been breathing in too much gas.
Where did you grow up?
Here.
So, did his mother talk like that?
Exactly like that. Will you consider that everything you are doing, Alan, is really a manifestation of your hyperactive gas-imbued mind?
Don't you think I always consider that? I can't touch, I can't smell, hear, feel, think. I can't do any of those things. Yes! I could be imagining all of you right now. Or I could be here trying to make a decent living. Just a blue-collar Joe with superhuman powers.
Dr. Carter, the encephalographograph is off the scale.
Yes.
Look at him in there, just twisting and writhing. Huh. A mound of quivering flesh. These are the effects of gas. Dad?
Just huffing some gas. What's up?
I want you to get into the chamber and bring him out.
Yeah, for sure.
We can put him out of his misery.
Yeah, okay. Hey, buddy.
Are we going to fix this or not?
Oh, yeah, we're going to fix this. Why don't you come with me?
All right.
We'll fix it real good.
Give me my toolbox.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're a real toolbox.
Ronald, was it? Roland?
Thad and Rodney.
And Rodney, you might as well pack a bag and...
Do the Rodney thing so that he thinks you're...
Yeah, but I'm tired of doing Rodney's...
Yeah, we're these right. impressions. This we're just feeding into his fantasy.
Right? Like, I've been doing an impression of my mom the whole time.
I know, it's pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to go into my room, into my closet, and I'm going to grab my stuff.
Good, and I'll get to work on this gas machine.
Great.
All right.
Okay, so he's out of the chamber.
Okay,
he still thinks that he's, you know, plumbing and electrical and somehow knows how to fix a furnace.
Yeah, well, we'll put him in the capsule.
Okay. A lot of calcium back here.
Yeah. Hey, what?
Oh yeah, there's lots of calcium back there.
Why don't you pop into Rodney's room and check out in there?
Yeah, I need some help. If you don't mind coming up, that'd be great.
Okay, let me just float up there. And
there he goes. All right, everybody, flood the chamber.
So much gas.
Ow! Oh! Ow! I feel!
Fitting, isn't it?
Yeah. Couldn't feel anything on the outside. Felt everything inside. Now his insides are outside. What he always wanted.
How many more subjects do we have for today?
I count 5,000.
So much gas.
So much gas.
So much gas.
I'm feeling so much gas right now.
Thank you. improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Alan the Sensite and the Greek Elder, Lee Smart as Dad, Menticles, and the Doctor, Nug Nargang as Thad and King Kryptos, and special guest Nigel Downer as Rodney and the Slave Boy. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.